So many years ago, I think it was, I don't know, something like maybe close to 15 years ago. So I had my first gig as a bar mitzvah with my brother in Florida. There was some in Miami. There was a place that was offering to for two chazonim, shachris and musaf, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and my brother called me up and he's like, "You want to do it with me?" And it was pretty solid money, and I'm like, "Why not? Yeah, fine." So we flew down, Rosh Hashanah in Florida, and. I remember that night I was the first one. We split up. I did the first night, my brother, then me, Shachris, my brother Musaf, whatever. So let's just say it was the last time I ever took the umbrage for a gig. Slash my shul, I do Ne'ilah, but I don't like it, messes with the focus. Like it's just too much. I don't do Shachris and Musaf. But now you'll understand why the last gig. So basically I get up there and it's like a bunch of like, you know, older Europeans, like you mess up the nusach, your toast. And like, they come up to me after like the first Maariv and like, I'm expecting like some solid Yashikayachs, like that was beautiful, like songs and everything. Like it was basically like, why are you singing? And like, what are you doing? And like, you messed up this Kaddish. And this word is like that. And I was just, I did not sleep that Rosh Hashanah night. Like there was no, and there was no way out. Like there was, forget it. It's just not a shidduch. I'm stuck here Rosh Hashanah with these guys. And that's it. Fine. Kachava, whatever it is. But a gig's a gig and a deal's a deal. And you're not backing out after Rosh Hashanah. You know, Yom Kippur's coming, whether you like it or not, on many levels. And you're coming back there, Yom Kippur. And I remember like, you know, my family didn't come down. It was just me and my brother. And we're just like, that's it. We're going Yom Kippur. And it's like an hour before Yom Kippur. And my brother lives in Florida and we're driving down from his house. And I remember, I was like right before Yom Kippur. And I'm just like, I turned to my brother and I said, I need to go to the bathroom. Like, I'm not going to make it. And he's like, we're running out of time. Like, this is not okay. I'm like, I know, but I need to go. And he's like, there's nowhere to go. And I was like, there's a Burger King right there. And my brother turns to me and I'm like in smicha studying to be a rabbi. And my brother turns to me. He's like, it's like 40 minutes to Yom Kippur. You're going to walk into a Burger King. And I'm like, you know, this is the situation that I'm in. You know, I'm not making the choices. That's just what it is. So I remember when my brother said that to me, made a roshim on me. It's 40 minutes to Yom Kippur. You're going to walk into a Burger King. And, you know, that has a lot of depth to it. And I want to share with you the following idea on that, with that background. So the Gemara introduces to us at the beginning of Maseches Yuma, the opening Mishnah of Maseches Yuma, is the fact that you have to be prepared. That Yom Kippur is not something that we can go in without the proper preparation. And the beginning Perek of Maseches Yuma discusses the extent of that preparation and the amount of work and effort that has to go into that. Shivas Yom Kodemak. Kodem Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mibeso Lishkas Parhadrin. The Koyin Gadol that was chosen to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur had to be separated from his family for a week before Yom Kippur. This was learned out and applied to different sacred Avodos and similar to the Shivas Yomei HaMiluim. The Gemara learns in great detail on Daf Hei. And the Gemara says, not only that, but matkin lo kohen acher tachtov, but we actually had a sub-kohen, a backup kohen, shema yira bo psul. Maybe, perhaps, there would be something that would invalidate him and we would have to go to the alternative kohen. The Mishnah continues and says, there was other preps in terms of the wife of the kohen gadol, which was necessary for the Avodah as well. I spoke a little bit about that last year. Those of you that remember, I'm not going to go into that this year, but just to highlight that there was an extensive preparation and thought out process that didn't apply to any other Avodahs during the year. And this week was like a serious week of Avodah prior to the Avodah, not only affecting him, but affecting other individuals like backup wives, and really taking it in all the different predicaments into account, which was very unique to Yom Kippur. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, commenting on this Mishnah of Matkinen Lo Acher. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says as follows: Irabo Psul Kodom Tamid Al Shachar Pshita Echan Chanoso But Tamid Shal Shachar. The Gemara says, let's break this down. What happens when things go south? What happens when it doesn't go as planned and you need to put in the pinch hitter? You need to put in the guy off the bench. You need to put in the backup center. What happens? So the Gemara says, well, that really depends. When did this happen? The Gemara says, if it happens at the beginning of the day, and this Kohen Gadol is now being called up, right? You know, all the alarms are belled and, it's time to move you in. You know, here's your chance. Here's your golden opportunity. You now are stepping up to be the replacement. So how are we consecrating him? So the Gemara says, if we didn't start the Avodah Sayom and we just have the Tamid Shel Shachar and already this Kohen has a psul, he became Tameh, and he's not usable, and therefore you have to get the backup guy. So great. Have the first guy do the first service of the day. That Hakrovas HaTamid can now be the Hakdasha, the Chinuch, of this Kohen Gadol, this backup Kohen Gadol, to do the rest of the Avodah, and then we're all good. But the Gemara says, but it doesn't always work out like that. And now everything works out at the time that you think and pinpointed that the psul is going to be at the most opportune time that we're going to be set up and we're going to be ready to consecrate him and to set him up to take over in a smooth transition. But what happens if you have a situation where things go south at the beginning, at the middle of the day, not at the beginning of the day? And now I need to shove this guy into the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and what? He's never even touched any Avodah, and he's not even consecrated, and he needs chinuch. Just like we know Kalim need to be mechanech, they need to go through a consecration process. They have to go through what's called chinuch, and that's why the idea of chinuch comes from the idea of chinuch HaKalim and chinuch in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Something that was, destined and ordained with Kedusha. So great. But what happens when we don't have that Avodah and we're right now sitting and waiting in the midst of the Avodah Sayom? But this guy's like, wait a second. I didn't even get Chinuch. How are you going to use me? So the Gemara deals with this question on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. What happens when things go south, but things go south in the most non-ideal manner in the midst of the day, and you're just sitting, you don't know where to turn? How are you going to consecrate this Kohen Gadol? Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava says, no problem. Let him wear a special beged. Ba'avnet. He puts on the belt. So what? What does the belt do? The belt signifies something? So the Gemara says, yes. This belt of Yom Kippur is a unique belt that only the Kohen Gadol wore on this day during the year. And since it was a distinct belt that was different than any other belt in the Avodas Hayom of the Beis HaMikdash, so now I know and I can point to, that's the Kohen Gadol. And that consecrates him, that's Mechanachim for the Avodah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ada's suggestion is good. Honi chalamanda amar avneto shel Kohen Gadol zeo avnot shel Kohen Hedyon. what the Gemara means over here. It's a little confusing. There's actually two Gersos in this Gemara, but I'm just going to paraphrase what Rashi explains over here. What the Gemara means over here is that that makes sense according to the Manda Amaru holds. The belt of the Kohen Gadol and the belt of the Kohen Hedyot on a regular day are similar, which means that the belt on the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is different. So then I have something distinct. Then I have something clear to point to that I know this is my guy. That's the Kohen Gadol. He's got the right badge. He goes through the process of being a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. And then we're ready. We're set even in the midst of the Avodah. But what? Elamanda amravdei tishol Kohen Gadol. Lo zeo avnei tishol Kohen Hedyot. Michael Amimar. But if what? If this belt is really just the same as the belt that everyone else wears on the other day of the year, so then what makes, what consecrates him for the Avodah on Yom Kippur? Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, I have another option. Let him wear 8 begadim. What do you mean, let him wear 8 begadim? Why is he wearing 8 begadim? So the Gemara says, it's not, the 8 begadim are not called for right now, because the Taman Shel Shachar is over. Right now he has to switch to the white begadim. So why is he just able to become a Kohen Gadol by wearing the 8 begadim when it's not called for right now? Says the Rabbi, we can add in another element of the Avodah. Umahapech betzimur. He puts on the 8 begadim, and why isn't he just wearing the 8 begadim for no reason? No, we could find an extra obligation and job that we can throw in over here, that he can flip over the items that are burning on top of the Mizbeach to allow them to burn quicker. Mahapech Betzinura. And that is considered like an avoda, and that he is able to put on the 8 begadim for, and therefore he's going to flip over those things, and we're going to shtup him in an added avoda, basically, that is not necessarily necessary. These items would have gotten burnt on their own, but he'll stoke the coals a little bit. He'll flip over the meat on top of the mizbeach in order to be considered doing an avoda that now could now act as a distinct action of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that we're going to throw in, even though he's wearing the golden garments, which are not called for at this point in time. We're going to add in that extra avoda of flipping over the meats that's not necessary in order to consecrate him. So that's the opinion of Abai, and that's the opinion of Ra'adur Ba'arava, of how we can suggest him to wear, to now look like the Kohen Gadol, to be consecrated as the Kohen Gadol, in a situation where we're in the midst of the Avoda, and to just stand where the 8 begadim would not be appropriate. Either it's okay because he has a recognition by wearing the belt, or we add an action. Abaye says it's not, that seems to be not sufficient, but you have to actually do an Avoda, it sounds like, and therefore you'll wear the 8 begadim. The 8 begadim are not appropriate right now. You're wearing the 8 begadim in order to do the activity of flipping the Evarim Ugdarim on the Mizbeach. Ukid Rav Huna, and this is like the opinion of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna says, Zar Shahafach Bitsinura, if a non-Kohen would actually walk up to the Mizbeach and start flipping over the meats, Chayev Nisa. That is enough of an Avoda, even though it technically is not required. It's something that would have been consumed and burnt if you would let it on the fire and the barbecue for enough time, but you sped the process, so that is considered a chi of misa for a zar, for a non-Kohen to do, and therefore it's enough of an avoda to now consecrate the Kohen Gadol while wearing the 8 begadim in order to make him the Kohen Gadol in the middle of the day when things started going south. Then the Gemara quotes a third option, and that is the option of Rav Pam. We had Rav Ada Bar Ava, who said just wear a belt that's distinct. We had Abaye that says add a new avoda and wear the Shmona Begadim. And then we have Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says, no, you don't need anything. Just let him do the job, let him continue, and don't consecrate him before doing the job. Says Rav Papa, avodoso mechanchos. As you're doing the service, whatever you're doing, you're supposed to be doing, that has the ability to not only work for a kapara for Klal Yisrael, but that has the ability to actually consecrate him at the same time. Avodoso mechanchos. You don't need a separate procession. You don't need an introduction, an investiture for this Kohen Gadol in order to give him a certain stature. Throw him in, let him do his avoda, and that will work as the consecration process as well. That will be the chinuch of the Kohen Gadol. Miloy Tani, and we have precedence for this in a brisa. Kol akelim she'asam leisha. Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, and we learned in Parshas Kisisa, so we were introduced to what? The concept of what? The Shemen HaWad, the Shemen HaMishkan. It was specific oil that was anointed on all the Kelim and the Kehanim that endowed Kedusha and consecrated and were Machanef, the Kelim and the Kohan. But there was a time in history that we lost the Shemen HaMishkan. And what? Mikan ve'elech, there's still an option. How are you mechanech in a situation where you don't have the Shemen HaMishcha? Avodosan mechan chosel. Hachanami avodosan mechan chosel. So just like there's precedent. That in a time where you're not with Moshe Rabbeinu and there's not going to be a Shemen HaMishcha around, so how are you going to be able to consecrate? How are you going to be able to endow Kedusha into those Kelim in a door that doesn't have Shemen HaMishcha? So the Gemara says you do that through the process of the avoda. You just start the avoda, and the Gemara quotes Pesukim. I don't have it in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes drashas that not only Shemen HaMishcha is mechanech, but also avodaso mechanchaso. That through the usage, through the avoda, that will be mechanech the item itself. So that will also endow kedusha to the kohen gadol, the back of kohen gadol, in order to do this avoda. So many of the Rishonim are bothered on this Gemara. I quoted the Ritva here in the next source, but it's really in the Tos Yishanim and the Tos Harosh. Many of the Rishonim all jump and ask, well, why didn't the Gemara consider this possibility of just throwing on Shemen HaMishcha onto this backup Kohen Gadol? Chora, that would have been the simplest suggestion, and none of the Amoraim even entertained that possibility of, why don't we just get the Shemen HaMishcha in order to endow Kedusha onto this Kohen Gadol? Or backup coin, although rather. So the Gemara says, so the Ritva answers, in Tamar, what do you mean? You can make it recognizable by putting oil on his head, and then everyone will know that he is the Kohen Gadol. So why didn't the Gemara, why wasn't there a fourth option or another suggestion, or why didn't any of these Amoraim first think about the Shemen HaMishcha? L'chore, that should be the first thing that comes to mind when learning this sugya of how to endow Kedusha onto this Kohen Gadol. What do you mean? Just get the oil and throw it on him, and then you're totally fine. There's no problem with doing that. You need it in order to consecrate him. What, you're going to tell me it's like putting cologne on? This guy's needed for the Avodah Yom Kippur. You're burning fire. You're stoking coals. You're allowing Avodah. We're going to allow Shemen HaMishcha to be placed on this guy's head. Yishloimar, the sugyan la'acha shenigna Shemen HaMishcha. There is no option. There's no option of Shemen HaMishcha, and this is talking about a Gemara that was later on in Jewish history, a fascinating ritva, that the whole sugya and Afya Beis is talking about a situation where the Shemen HaMishcha was nignas, and there wasn't an option to endow Kedusha, and the only alternatives were either with, says the ritva, she'en kan ela riba begodin, that the only way to do it is either with these options or with wearing the gun. And then the Ritva points out and says, just a little bit of background for the first Mishnah, Umikan Mishnah. The backdrop of our sugya, the premise of our sugya is, this backup Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yisai, when he's in the back, when he's in, what do you call it, Rabbi Yisai, where the backup pitcher is, where is it?
In the bullpen.
In the bullpen, yeah. So the guy who's in the bullpen, the guy who's waiting to be called up, right? So he is nothing. He is nothing before he's called into service, before he's called into action, before that ninth inning, before that time is called if there's a psul that happens. It's not like, oh, we have two Kohen Gadols. That can't be. You can't have two Kohen Gadols. Rather, he's nothing. Says the Ritva, Eino shalai osimo, right? Abu shalai matkinu kohen hakadam, lo haya osimo ela hazmona ba'alma. With an invitation. We just designate him, but he's absolutely a regular Yid and not a Kohen Gadol at all. Things don't go south. We do not sanctify him whatsoever. And that is the premise. That's the whole yisod of this Gemara on Daf Yudbeis that is bothered by what happens if it only happens in the middle of the day. And then I'm kind of stuck because I don't have the ability to just put on the eight begadim, or I don't have the ability to just, to put on the Shemana Mishka. So how do I consecrate him in that situation? Good. Rabbi said there's another problem that the Gemara doesn't deal with. And it's a little bothersome that the Gemara doesn't deal with. The Kohen Gadol, every day, differed from a Kohen Hedyo. You see, a Kohen Hedyo, when he became a Kohen, and when he was fit for service in the Beis HaMikdash, he would bring a special mincha to endow him with Dusha and to consecrate him. But you know what, Rabbi Isai? The Kohen Gadol would do that not only once, but he would do it what? Anyone know? He would bring the Asiris Ha'efa, he would bring it every single day. That was one of the main differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyo. And a beautiful idea about how the Kohen Gadol had a chinuch on a daily basis. He would be mechanech himself with the Asiris Ha'efa. On a daily basis, he would bring this new offer. The question is, no one says anything about this new Kohen Gadol bringing his Asiris Ha'efa. So, one wonders, not only do you have to take care of the fact that he's mechanech as a Kohen Gadol, but he also has to bring a certain offering to now make him a Kohen Gadol, to bring that carbon that the Kohen Gadol usually has to bring. So the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash Perakei, in Halacha Tezayin, he says, don't worry, relax about it. And that L'chayr is the backdrop of this Gemara. He has to bring his own Minchas Chavitim. Shnemer Zeh Karban Aharon Uvonot, Asher Akirul Hashem B'yom Yom HaShachosu. So the Rambam tells you, yeah, it's true. Ideally, the Kohen Hedyo brings it before he starts practicing the Chalal. Kohen Gadol brings it before he practices that day. But the truth is, Rabosai, if he forgets, whoops, oops, forgot it, sorry, Zok the Rambam, Avodoso is Kshera. So therefore, L'chayra, according to the Rambam, you could suggest that that's what the Gemara was assuming over here, and it didn't need to mention anything about his personal offer. The truth is that if you have the Gemara, if you look up on our Gemara on Daf Yudbeis Amud Aleph, the Gilyan Hashas of Rabbi Kida Eger, he's Metzayin a Taisus in Menachos. He writes Ayin Taisus Menachos Daf Ayin Chesem in Aleph. Taisus Menachos Daf Ayin Chesem in Aleph says it has to be that way because an Asiras Ha'efa that the Kohen Gadol would potentially bring was not able to be brought on Yom Kippur, because Rabbi Yisai, every single carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur was considered like a carbon tzibur. I know you'll ask me the par of the Kohen Gadol, so that's a question that the Gemara itself raises. And the Gemara discusses why that's considered something of the tzibur, a unique aspect of the Kohen Gadol. But personal offerings that don't have to do with the Avodas Hayom were not included and were not allowed to be brought on Yom Kippur. So you don't have the option of bringing the Asiras Ha'efa like Taisa Menachos, which L'chaira is what Rabbi Akiva Eger is being Mitzayin on that Gemara. And the Mishnah Melech on this Rambam, in his commentary on the Rambam, right there, Afanart, on the spot, he says that there is a Teras Koyin. In the third line, Mashkosa Rabbeinu Shim Aved Bekuna Gedoyla Koydim Shiyavi Asiris Eif Avodos of Chera B'Tiras Koyanin in the Midrashim that we learn out a lot of Halachin Kodshim on Vayikra Amrinon, the Girsa is the Psula, not like the Rambam, against what the Rambam says. If he doesn't bring the Asir as a 8 for the Kohen Gadol, his Avoida is Taka Pasul. Because of Shama Rab Korban Aaron, the Daik Lamed of Siv Zeh, Mashma Mina Ikula. There's a source in the Torah that there is kind of new that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring his Asir as a 8 before he does the Avoda, it's Taka Pasul. So the Mishnah can't be. It's a mistake. The nearer the toe, so for you. It has to be a mistake. Why does it have to be a mistake? Zuck the Mishnah. Because otherwise you can't read our Gemara. Because otherwise you don't understand how this guy could just step in and do the Avodah, and all the Gemara was concerned about was being Mechanechim, but not necessarily bringing his carbon that's needed for him to become a Kohen Gadol. And here's the Tov Sofu here. The Ikar Nuskha Yid, the Ksheir, it has to be kosher like the Rambam says. Beraya the Iyam Ratzula, and the proof is, if you're going to say Puzzle, M.K. Hechid, the Iyam Ratzula, the Kohen Gadol, the Kippurim. Daf Yud Bezim and Aleph. Zeh Ha'achah Shenichnas. I'll call them maybe Asir Seifa, the Eloy, Abadas of Sula, but unless it then came, my high debay Talmud, the Parakam the Yuma. If you're going to say that what? That he brings an Asir Seifa, Mishal Melech says, so then why is the Gemara bothered? How does this person become a Kohen Gadol? The Rave came a Gadol, because he does the Avodah of the Asir Seifa. He brought that Mincha offering that a Kohen Gadol does. Ah, that's the Kohen Gadol. That's the Chanechim to be the Kohen Gadol. If the Gemara is bothered, how are we going to have him in the middle of the day to become like the Kohen Gadol? What's going to be Mechanech and what's going to endow him with Kedusha? The Gemara clearly is assuming, like Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, that he didn't bring the Asira Se'efa, and it must be, says the Mishnah Melech, that a Kohen Gadol that does the Avodah without the Asira Se'efa must be kosher to be edit, and the Girsa should be Ksheira, and not like we find in the Torah Skainin, that it's Psula. There obviously was some mistake in the Torah Skainin, because otherwise you just can't understand the Gemara and Yuma Daf Yudezimel. Everyone clear, Rabbi Sai? Good. That makes sense if you learn like the Mishnah Melech. The problem is, it's not only the Mishnah Melech. The Gra and Mishnah Elio, as well as in the Deres Elio on Aleph Torah and in Vayikra, points out that the Girsa is as is, and it is possible. So, M.K. and Rabbi Sai, if you're not going to learn like the Mishnah Melech, so now we have a real serious question. The question is, why didn't the Gemara entertain the fact that this Kohen Gadol might, before he starts the Avodah, might actually bring the Asir Seifa? And you're going to tell me, like Tosfos Menachos says, he's not allowed to bring that Asir Seifa. Okay, well then I got a serious problem. Because if he's not allowed to bring the Asir Seifa, I got it. The rules are no personal offerings on Yom Kippur, but we got a problem with this Kohen Gadol because he's never stepped into the game. He's never been endowed with Kedusha. Even if you're going to find me a way on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph through a Bar Barava or a Papa or any of the Abayis, any of their suggestions that the Gemara says, that's very nice. But at the end of the day, he's missing something fundamental for him to be the Kohen Gadol. And if the Girsa is Psula, then we got a problem for him to bring the Avoda without that Minchas Kohen Gadol, which is required according to this Girsa of the Vilna Gaon. The truth is, Rabbi Yisai, when learning this Gemara, the question is not only where is the Mincha Se'efa, if it's going to be Ma'akiv, like the Vilna Gaon, but one could really ask the question that, why don't we just have him just like, kind of like, you know, go into the dressing room? Like, you know, just try on some clothing, you know? Why doesn't he just put on the 8 begadim and just sit there for like 10 minutes in the middle of the Avodah? You're right. Okay, got it. Talmid Shel Shachar is done, and now we have to do the Avodah Yom Kippur, which is with the big Begadim Levanim. So we don't know how we're going to endow the Kedusha in the normal way, and we don't have any Shemana Mishcha, like the Rishonim told us, because that was hidden away. Okay, so why don't you just have him put on the Begadim, right? That was also a way that he could be Mishchanech as a Kohen. Let's see the Gemara before we get to the Gur Sari, the Shagas Arias question. The Gemara in Yuma tells us on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Yuma says that. The Gemara in Yuma says on Daf Hey Amid Aleph, the next after the Chazanish. The Sanya, the Chiper, HaKohen Asher Yimshachoso, Asher Yimalas Yodov, LeKohen, Tachas Aviv, Matam Aloymar. What is the pasuk telling us? V'chiper akoyim asheim shachoso. V'fishenemar shivas yamim yil b'shem akoyim tachas bonov. Ein liel in israba shiva benim shach shiva. How do you become a kohen gadol? So the pasuk sounds like what? You have to wear the begadim for 7 days, and you have to put the shemana mishka on you for 7 days. Says the gemara. Nisraba Shiva, Benimshach Yoicham Echad. What happens if he has the Begadim on him for 7 days, but he only got Shemen HaMishcha for 1 day? Nisraba Yoimechad, Benimshach Shiva. Or the opposite. He put on the Begadim, the Shmona Begadim, for 1 day, and he was anointed for 7 days. How do you know that all of those also endow him to be a Kedusha Kohen Gadol? Tamalomer Asher Yimshach Oso, the Asher Yimale Es Yadav Mikol Makom. Any one of these avodas still work. Ashkechan Riboy Shiva Lechatchila. So the pasuk says, but Lechatchila, you're supposed to have 7 days of wearing the begadim. Meshicha Shiva Lechatchila Minol. So how do you know Lechatchila should also be anointed every day? Iboy Zema Menitcha Krol Mute. Iboy Zema Da Amr Krol. So ideally, Riboy Shiva, Af Meshicha Shiva. So ideally, person should have both consecrations, both the Shemana Mishcha and the Begadim, Riboy Begadim, which means Shmona Begadim, Riboy. Why is it Riboy? Because it's above and beyond the four Begadim of a Kohen Head. That's why it's called Riboy Begadim. So how do you become a Kohen Gadol? Ideally, with both of those. But even if you don't have both of those, that would suffice to have just one of them, one of them. And how much would it suffice? So if you skip the Rashi for a second and you go to the next source, the Rashash, on the next page, the Rashash says really even 1 day is each good. Even though the Gemara never entertained that, the Gemara says, Nisraba Shiva v'nimshach yom echad is also good. Sounds like you need one of them to be for 7 days. Says the Rashash, v'hu adin nimshach yom echad v'nisrabi yom echad. And even if you had the Shemana Mishcha 1 day, and you had Riba Begadim for 1 day, that also would count. B'dieved, you don't need any 7 days whatsoever. The Gemara didn't want to discuss that because it was just in the parlance, it was talking about seven. Kevin Dashmin in Yomecha, B'chol Echad Lavad, Lo Chash O Dashmin in Yomecha, B'shneim Yachad, and therefore, but the halacha is true, says the Rashash, that even if you had 1 day of each, that's the way you become a Kohen Gadol. The Rambam paskins like this, and he says in the next source, Ketzad marben oso bebegadim, loive shmoina begadim, uposhton vechozer veloshon lamacher, shivas yomim, achar, yom achar yom. The classic way to become a Kohen Gadol, you would put on the eight begadim for day after day, taking it on, putting it on, taking it off for 7 days. Shenemar shivas yomim yelvashen ha-kohen tachtim ubanov. We learned this all from the shivas yomim iluim, when Aaron and his sons were consecrated to be the Kohanim Gedolim and get service in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Yobashem Kohen Tachtov Mibonov, Ukashem Shariba Begodim Zion, Kach Mashiach B'Shem Yom Achayom. So too, you should really have 7 days of Shem and Mishcha. Im Avad Kodim Shishrabi Begodim Kol Shiva, O Kodim Shinimsha Kol Shiva, Avodasak Shir. But if you did the Avoda after just having 1 day, it's still good. All of this rabbo on nimshach, since he at least had riba begadim, or he had shemana mishcha, right? Let's say there was no shemana mishcha around. Hamachas nasa kohen gadol l'chol davar. So fascinating. The Rambam tells us, how do you become a kohen gadol in a normal situation? How does a person become a kohen gadol? He's been a kohen hedyot all his life. He's never reached this stature of becoming a kohen gadol. So how do you become a kohen gadol? So ideally, you really should mimic the process of Aaron Ubanov by the Shivas Yomim Iluim and have 7 days of both Shemana Mishcha and Riba Begadim. But that doesn't always happen. You don't always have the opportunity to have it for 7 days. Says the Rambam, even if you have it for 1 day, that's also good. And the Rambam also says, by the way, there are times that there's not going to be the Shemana Mishcha, and all you're going to have is the wearing of the Begadim, the Riba Begadim. So that is a consecration process. And even if that consecration process is just for 1 day, that will also suffice. So comes along the Gemara Sari. Rabbi Yisai, who's the Gemara Sari, Rabbi Yisai? Those of you that were with me from Psachim, who did I always get excited by from Psachim, Rabbi Yisai? Jeremy. The Baal. Rabbi Yisai, we're in the time of Aharya Yishag Milo Yiro. The Baal Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya wrote a sefer on Shilas and Shubas that we dealt with in Psachim. In Gvuras Ari, he wrote on Maseches Yuma, and Tureyevin is Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, and Rosh Hashanah, and Tureyevin. right? And listen to this Gemara Sari. The Gemara Sari says, wait, so why was the Gemara on your base so bothered? Why didn't we entertain the possibility of just wearing the begadim? Why just put them on, right? It's so hard to put on the begadim. So ask the Gemara Sari, go back up to the end of the last page. So the Gemara Sari asks, so why don't we suggest that? Forget Rav Ada Bar Rava, forget Abaye, forget flipping up meats, forget the you don't even need the Avni. Just put on the eight begadim and do a classic consecration like you did, like you suggested, on Daf Hey, the way a Kohen Gadol, a normal Kohen Gadol, becomes a Kohen Gadol. Mikomokom says the Gemara Sari, Yishleimer, Yobash Ches Begadim, B'li Avodah. Just let him put on the eight begadim, and then he's a Kohen Gadol. We'll see that he's a Kohen Gadol. He'll be endowed with Kedusha. Reba begadim. U'bezeyeh nikershu Kohen Gadol. B'afal pi, D'pirashti le'el d'blivishas Ches Begdei Kohen Gadol, L'chud B'li Avodah Ein Zemili Yadayim. So says the Gemara Sari, perhaps that Gemara on Yuma Daf Hey that said that Reboy Begadim works, so he's suggesting perhaps that only works in conjunction with doing the avoda with those eight begadim. You can't just sit and wear the begadim. So, right? That's a big suggestion. From the Rambam that we just read, Rabbi Yisai, it's not mashma like that. The Rashash points this out. From the Rambam, it's mashma. All he has to do is just wear the begadim, and that makes him into a Kohen Gadol. So the Shagas Ari is initially throwing out a suggestion, which might be the opinion of other Rishonim, that wearing the begadim alone is not a consecration. Reba begadim is not only Reba begadim, but Reba begadim im avoida is what's mechanechem to be the Kohen Gadol. So then he would have his answer. So then that's why now I'm stuck in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur. You can't just put on the begadim in the middle of nowhere because you need to be with an avoda, and those ches begadim are not what's being called for right now. When it's being called for, they're going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim after the Talmud Shel Shachar to do the avoda in the big day law. Good. So he says, perhaps one could suggest like that, that you have to do the avoda. B'li avoda ein ze mili yadayim, I never b'kra. Perhaps when the Torah says that mili yadayim in the shivas yimei miluim, it was dafka with avoda, but not sitting there passively with the clothing, right? So he suggests. So that perhaps that's the answer. So he says, okay. So what are you going to tell me? So he says, oh, so one suggestion is maybe you need avoda. Maybe you need avoda. Okay. Then he says, and now I'll tell you another suggestion. And even if you're going to tell me that it's just with big gadim alone, but he says, perhaps you can't just tell him to put on the big day kohen gadol, because he'll tell me three lines from the end. The Gemara tells us on Daf Samach Tes in Yuma that big day kohuna nitnu lahen is behen b'mikdash. So what does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? It means you're allowed to be nene from the big day kohuna. What does that mean, you're allowed to be nene from the big day kohuna? So what it means is that a Kohen Gadol has the mitzvah to wear the big day kuna when he does the avoda, right? If he's just going to sit around and wear the begadim afterwards, so maybe one could argue and say that's not right, because now you're being nene from the big day kuna. But the Gemara says later on, le'nitnin toyer le'malachi asharts. It can't be that the second the avoda is off, we ask him to strip from the big day Kohen Gadol and to get and to not be wearing them. So if that's the case, the Gemara is saying you're allowed to be nene from the big day kuna. So says the Shagas Ari, maybe that's the answer. It's not recognizable, the fact that he's wearing the big day Kohen Gadol, because you're permitted to stam to wear it. So what's unique about the fact that he's wearing the begadim? Maybe the fact that the halacha is that big day kuna nitner lehanas behen is not gonna signify anything, and it's not an option to now tell us that he's the Kohen Gadol. So says the Shagas Ari, that can't be, because what are you going to tell me? A czar, a non-Koyen, is allowed to wear the begadim avada, even in the tzad that the Gemara says, big day Kohen Gadol, nitne lahanes behen, so then lechayra, that would only be for the Kohen Gadol and not for anyone else. So that's what the Shagas Ari is working on over here, and then he discusses, well, maybe not, because before you're a Kohen Gadol, maybe you can't put it on, because there's Kilayim in it, and maybe that's the issue. But that's the issue that the Shagas Ari raises over here in this source of why didn't the Gemara entertain just to put on the begot. Chazanish in the next piece in Simon Kuf Chav Vav Osches says no, it's not, the whole Shagas Ari is kasha is faulty. The whole Gvuras Ari is kasha is incorrect. He says you can't, even if you don't require avoda and you hold that you could just wear the begodim and that is misrabit to become a kohen gadol, but it has to be at a time that's ra'i for those begodim to work in the avoda. And if the appropriate avoda right now is not begodim with, is not the shmona begodim, but the service that's necessary right now is the service of the kohen gadol in the white begodim, so then riboy begodim won't work for just stam putting it on. It has to be begodim that are roi la'avoda at that point in time, and the riboy begodim won't actually work in the middle of the day on Yom Kippur, and that's why the Gemara was stuck on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Good. Rabbi Isai, leaving out all the other periphery questions of why the Gemara didn't entertain all these other options, one really has to analyze another fundamental question. You see, I want to go back to that Gemara on Yuma Daf Hei. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Hei discussed and introduced to us the way a Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara tells us ideally, he becomes a Kohen Gadol through wearing the begadim for 7 days and through getting anointed with the oil of the Shemen HaMishcha for 7 days. Okay, the Rambam tells us that if it's not 7 days, if it's 1 day, that's also good. The Rashash explains 1 day is also good, and even if you just have Ribi Begadim, that's also good, that's great. But at the end of the day, the Gemara is clearly telling us what is the process to become a Kohen Gadol, and that is through Begadim, through wearing the Begadim. If that's the case, Rav Osai, ask the Gedolei Achronim, forget just understanding the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis, I have a steer in Gemaras that I really don't understand. You see, the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph presents the consecration process of a Kohen Gadol in a very specific manner. Ideally with Shemen HaMishcha and Riba Begadim, but at least with Riba Begadim, and ideally with 7 days, but at least for 1 day, or at least a time during that day. And the Rambam paskins like that in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, like we read. Ketzad Margan Moroso Begadim. This is the way, and this is the process that a person becomes a Kohen Gadol. Here Rabbi Isai, you flip a few dapim later, you turn a few dapim later, and it comes out that there's a whole new process. There's a whole new process of mahapi pritzinara, or wearing an avnet, or avodosu mechan chason. And the Rambam paskins that shita of Rav Papa, that avodosu mechan chason. So Rabbi Isai, I don't understand. How could the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash say the way to become a Kohen Gadol is through wearing of the begadim? When the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, in the source, Rambam Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Perek Aleph, he says like this, let's read it inside, Rabbi Say, at the end of this page. Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom Kippurim Afrushim Kohen Gadol Mibesel Lishkasel Shem Mikdash V'dover Zeh Kabbalah Mimoshe Rabbeinu U'mafrushim Osam Yishto Kol Shivas Yomim. Great. Zok the Rambam, third line, Matkino Lai Kohen Gadol, we prepare him a backup Kohen Gadol. What does the Rambam paskin? Rabbi said the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. He paskins the third shita, Rav Papa. He paskins avodas mechan chaso. I don't understand. You, the Rambam, told us that the way to become a Kohen Gadol is through the begadim, and ideally with the Shemen HaMishcha. So why isn't the Rambam connecting these two dots? You told us already in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash how to become a Kohen Gadol. And here you're telling me like Rav Papa, Avodosu Mechan Chaso. It's a kasha on the Gemara, how these two Gemaras can jive, that you're becoming a Kohen Gadol in two totally different ways that seem to be ignoring each other. And then it's a kasha on the Rambam, the way he paskins La Halacha. In one Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Dalet is paskin like the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hei.
and Hilchos Avodas Yitzburim is paskening like the Gemara of Rav Papa, Avodas Mechanchasan, you don't need anything else. The blatant steer in the Rambam, and really a blatant steer in the Gemara is Rabbi. It's not a kash on the Rambam, but how could the Rambam bring down both of them? These Gemaras seem to contradict each other. And this is not my kasha, Rabbi said. This is a kasha of the Shagas Aryeh and the Rashash that bring up this issue. The Shagas Aryeh suggests, he says, if you look at the Gemara in Yuma, hey, Rashi points out, I skipped over it, the top of the Guras Aryeh in the next source, who perish Rashi on the Gemara daf hey. Ainly sheyehe kasha lavo elamo moya biyom akiborim elikshes rabbi zayin benim shes zayin kishnisman. The Rashi tells us is that how do you become a kohen gadol for the purposes of the avoda on Yom Kippur? How is it through wearing the begadim for 7 days? Vikashali, if so, correct the Gevurah Aryeh. So you're going to hold that what if you don't wear it before becoming the kohen gadol? Because only at least you need to have one day b'di'evid at least kinemaskik. Aval gamri afilu di'evid lo uba ba'hi the irabo psula achar tamid kamer rav papa avodas manchakoso milo tanya kol akilim shasa Moshe mishichas mekan sharchan kan ve'ilach avodas manchan ani av ve'al avodas manchan v'ashta eich efshar avodas manchan chaso. I don't understand. Ask the Shagas Aryeh exactly what I just asked. How could the Gemara say that you need to wear the begadim at least b'di'evit for one day, even if you're not going to have l'chadchila for 7 days, at least b'di'evit for one day, and then you're telling me that avodos mechanchasa, that Rav Papa is saying on daf yud beis, that that could work. Rashi, if you're telling me that this Gemara is preparing a person for the Avodah on Yom Kippur, there's a blatant contradiction to that on Daf Yud Beis, where Rav Papa says in the middle of the day that Avodah so mechan chaso. Everyone hear this kasher, Rabbi Zai? And he says it's not only according to Rav Papa. That's a kasher on the Rambam because the Rambam paskens like Rav Papa. But the kasha is also according to Rav Ada Bar Ava that said the avdein alozin is enough. No, it's not. The Gemara says earlier that you need 8 begadim, not just the avdein. And Abaye also. Abaye that introduces 8 begadim. Okay, he's a little lighter because 8 begadim, but even he says that you have to be ma'akev letzinurim. But what's with Rav Ada in the fourth to last line? Oh, kasha li apil Rav Ada, the Amram Chalikos of Avdein. L'man de Avdein, Avdein toshu kohen gadim, yom ekdorim, lo zel shah avdein shah edyur. Ain't the mili yadayim dekra. That's not wearing the 8 begadim that the Torah said was similar to the Aaron and his sons at the Shivas Yimei Miluim, which needed 8 begadim, not just the Avnate. So Rabbi said, the Shagas Aryeh is saying, I don't understand how these Gemaras jive. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Hey and the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis seems to contradict itself how you become a Kohen Gadol. And these Gemaras can't coexist. Rav Papa's like, relax, Avodas Mechad Chasim. But that's not what the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hey says. So why should I relax? I'm stuck. And Rabbi said, what makes matters worse is the Rambam brings both of these halachas down. Go up to the last page. The Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash Perek Daled paskins the Gemara on Daf Hey, that there's a concept called Riba Begadim, and that's how you become a Kohen Gadol that's fit for the Avodah. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Sidgurim Perek Aleph says, no. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, Rav Papa, Avodos, Mechan Chosan, the third option. We need an explanation. So Rabbi says, I don't have it here, but I found a sefer, Chukas Hayoin. Fascinating. Talmud Chochma B'nei Brak, he wrote a sefer about 45 years ago. And he had a beautiful shtickle. He has some nice chedushim in Mitzvah Yuma. So he deals with this question of the Shagas Aryeh, as well as the Rashash. By the way, the Rashash is in three sources from now at the bottom of the page. Dira Masko Gemara Pshita. He asked the same exact kasha. Kashalo. So how do you understand this Gemara? So we'll get back to that Rashash. So the Chukas Hayom suggests the following suggestion, which I thought was a fascinating text. The Chukas Hayom says maybe we can paskin like both of these Gemaras, but they're different scenarios. In the first Gemara on Yuma Daf Hey, the Gemara is asking you to be the Kohen Gadol, and you know what? You are it. You are the Kohen Gadol. You are the Kohen Gadol now for the service of Yom Kippur.
And you are the Kohen Gadol that will be the Kohen Gadol for the future, for all avodos of the Kohen Gadol. Mikan ulahaba. For all of those that are going to go to Ari Miklat, and they're going to wait for you to die to get out of the Ari Miklat. For all what's necessary that the Kohen Gadol is necessary for in all the dinim. And the halachas of a b'sula marrying, all, you are a full-fledged shame Kohen Gadol. If you want to know how I become that Kohen Gadol, that is through the process of Riba Begadol. That is through the process of wearing the begadim, at least one day b'di'evid, 7 days l'chachila, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hey. For Rabbi Sai, Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis is talking about what? You need a pinch hitter. You need a pitcher to just fill in, come out of the bullpen, and just finish off. Rabbi Sai, there's someone who's still alive. There's someone who's still considered the what? The Kohen Gadol. The pitcher of the game. The guy who got us to the ninth inning. And everything will be under his auspices. Everything will be under his jurisdiction. Perhaps even the power might be even still owned by him, like the Tosfos Yesharim suggests. Says the Chukas Hayoyim, perhaps that's the answer. When you want to be mechanech a kohen gadol legamre, to have a full-fledged shame kohen gadol mekana la'avo, so then you have a certain procedure that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hey is telling us. That you need Riba Begadim, and in the time of Shemana Mishka, you should have Shemana Mishka as well, and at least for one day, and ideally for 7 days. And that was the process that the Gemara was introducing for us in Yuma Daf Hey. Masha Einkein, when the Gemara is what, is dealing with a Shasad Chak situation. And this Kohen Gadol, A, became Tameh. So right now, he can't finish the Avodah. But he's still the Kohen Gadol. We're not demoting him from being the Kohen Gadol. He's still around. He's still Chai V'Kayam. So now you want someone to step in and kind of be a subcategory of him and kind of be a replacement, but not fully replacement, meaning just to carry out the avoda, but the gavra of the Kohen Gadol will still be underneath his ownership and governingship. So therefore, that maybe needs a much lower level of chinuch. And perhaps that was the Gemara Daf Yud Beis that introduced such a matzav of chinuch in a new mahalach, where the etzem shame Kohen Gadol for all other purposes will be that original Kohen Gadol. So that's the suggestion of the Chuk Sayam, a fascinating suggestion. Good. However, there is a shtickle of Rabbi Chil Michal Feinstein, and he says a fascinating chiddush. He says, who says the Gemara wasn't assuming that there was Riba Begadim on Daf Yud Beis also? Who says that? Maybe he was going to put on Begadim also. Yim Kain. So what was the Gemara bothered by? So just put on the Begadim like the Shagazari asked. That should be alone. It should be no different. As long as you do it for one day or part of the day, so it should be no different than the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis, and that should be that he's Neschanech Al Yedei the Riba Begadim. So comes along Rabbi Chil Michal and he says a fascinating chiddush. He says, perhaps you're right. As long as he puts on the Riba Begadim, he's okay. But remember, Rabbi Isai, remember there's a carbon that this Kohen Gadol never brought. You know what that was? That was the Asir Saif. That was the Minchas Kohen Gadol that the Kohen Gadol always brought. So on the one hand, he needs to bring that Minchas Kohen Gadol in order to get the stature, in order to become that person of the Kohen Gadol. But there's another duality of what he, by the fact that he is now going to bring that initial offering of the Minchas Kohen Gadol before he does the Avoda as the Kohen Gadol for every other day of the year that he would bring his Minchas Kohen Gadol, that Asir Zeiv. You know what that would be? Look at the Rambam in the next source in Parakeh. He's a fascinating deek in the Rambam. He says, "En HaKohen Oyvin Tchila, V'chein Kohen Gadol Eino Oyvin Tchila, Ad Sheyavi HaAsir Zeiv," until he brings his initial offering, Mishalo, The Oved Biyado. What does that mean? The Oved Biyado. How do you translate those words, Rabbi Sai? He has to do the service with his hands on that Minchas Kohen Gadol. Now I ask you, what if someone brings that Mincha on his behalf? What if he himself doesn't do it? Someone else brings it on his behalf, as Rabbi Milcha finds. Is it as if he didn't bring a Minchas Kohen Gadol? Of course he brought a Minchas Kohen Gadol. I could bring a carbon for you. So what's the problem? Why does the Rama have to say va'oyved biyod? Sokt Rabbi Yechiel Milcha Feinstein, a Meira Dikavar. He says there's a dual benefit of a Kohen Gadol bringing the Minchas Chavit. On the one hand, he owes that carbon in order to bring him to the status of being the Kohen Gadol. But on the other hand, a Kohen Gadol has to have served one time and do a service with his hands before he brings that next avoda and he acts as the Kohen Gadol. It's got to be like what? V'oved biyado? Have you ever pitched? Have you ever done this? Do you have any avoda on your resume? Have you ever experienced what the avoda was? So the Asiris Ha'efa, you're right, technically someone could check off the box of the Chiyuv of the Asiris Ha'efa of the Chinuch, but Zokta Rambam, he should himself bring it. Why? So that he can walk into the rest of the avoda that he's now acting as the Kohen Gadol on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and he has what? Checked off? Avoda biyado. He actually has done the service. He actually has done some sort of avoda. Imagine this kid. He's fresh off the block. He's never dealt with anything in the avoda parameters at all. And now he's going to be called in the middle of Yom Kippur. So very nice. Who are you? You don't have avoda biyado. Zokt the Yechiel Michal. He says that was the Gemara's kash. The Gemara's kash on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Heichi mechanchin oso. The Gemara knew that you could wear Reba Begadim. The Gemara wasn't bothered with the fact that you could wear Reba Begadim. Let him pig out on Begadim. Let him put the Shmona Begadim. Exactly like the Shagas Ari asked in Guras Ari. The Gemara knew that was an option. But there was a second element that was missing. You know what? By the fact that this person on Yom Kippur doesn't have the ability to bring that normal consecrating carbon of the Minchas Chavit and Asir Sa'ifa, the Minchas Kohen Gadol, so then what? He doesn't have what? Avoda biyado. He's never served. He's never pitched before in his life. So therefore what? So now you're missing something that's integral for him to continue the service on behalf of Klal Yisrael, which is avoda biyado. This person has experience. If the Rambam says there's another agasha of avoda biyado, some experience, so that's what Gemara asked, even after Reba Begadim, even if you're going to wear the Shmita Begadim, but this person never served before, and even though on a regular day you'll tell me, he brings the Minchas, he'll bring the Asiyar Se'ifa, and he'll bring it himself, and that's avoda biyado, on that the Gemara asked, but he can't bring it on Yom Kippur, like Rabbi Kiva Eger was with Zion from the Tais Menachos, and if he can't bring it on Yom Kippur, so how does he start the avoda without having avoda biyado? A wild shot, Rabbi Yisrael, Chiddush Nifla, understanding the duality of his consecrating carbon, his initial carbon that he brought every Yom Kippur, that it not only takes care of a chiyuv, that chiyuv really could have been taken care of by someone else on my behalf, but I actually do it myself. Why? So that I go in as an experienced Kohen Gadol, avoy the biyado, like the Rambam says. Rabbi Yisrael, it's a fascinating Chiddush, and if that's the case, we can really jive the Gemaras like the Rabbi Yechiel Michal said, and in a normal Gemara on Daf Yud Beis is when you brought once the Minchas Tavitin and you have Avodi Biyado, and we were just asking Shasad Chak over here where there was no Avodi Biyado. The problem is, Rabbi said, like the Shagas Ari point out, it's a little dachuk in the Gemara. Because at the end of the day, the Gemara says nothing about what? The Gemara says nothing about this guy putting on the Begadim and Reba Begadim. It sounds like the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis never heard of the Gemara on Daf Hey, which brings us back to square one of the Rashash and the Gevurah Sari, of how do these two Gemaras jive, and how does this Gemara exist with the with the Gemara on Daf Hei. So Rabbi Yisai, it's the hour is getting late. I would like to suggest to you this third Mahalach. And this third Mahalach is based off of a Chiddush that the Rashash points out on that Gemara. And it already, I think, finds its roots in the Gevurah Sari without quoting the sources, but what the Rashash found is really remarkable, and what's Niskadish over here is really incredible. And I would like to be read it inside before. The Rashash says the answer to all of these questions is the following. It's based off of a Teres Kainim. And the Teres Kainim says like this. I don't have it inside, Rabbi says, so I'm going to read it, so listen carefully. Teres Kainim, Parshas Achramos, Parshas Sehei, Perches, Halacha Dal. The pasuk says, "V'chiper haKoyin asher yimshach oisa." The Koyin will achieve atonement that was anointed. Ma tam loimer? What is it coming to teach you? L'fishikol haParsha Amura ba'Aron. If the whole parsha of Parshas Achrimos, the avoda was always with Aaron haKoyin, so I know that he was anointed with the Shemana Mishka. Everyone knows Aaron haKoyin was anointed. So what does the pasuk have to say? V'chiper haKoyin. Asher Moshach Oisa. Asher Yimshach Oisa. Of course Aaron had Shemna Mishcha. Listen to what the Torah's Kohenim says. Ein li ela Aaron Atzmo. Minayin l'rabos kamer Kohen Acher. Talmud Loimer. Asher Yimshach Oisa. How do you know that another type of Kohen, even not Aaron, has the ability to do the Kapara? So that's the Pasuk. Asher Yimshach Oisa. Ein li ela Shmashuach b'Shemna Mishcha. How do I know what? I only know a person who has Shemna Mishcha. The times when Shemana Mishka was around. Meruba Begadim Inayin, how do I know? If he just has the Begadim, he lives in a time of Jewish history that only has the Begadim Inayin. Talmud Loimer Vasher Yimal Es Yado. That's also enough to just have the Begadim Asher Yimal Es Yado. The Gemara has drushes for each degrading stage. We didn't have Aaron HaKoyin. Then we didn't have Shemana Mishka. Then we lost Shemana Mishka. We just had Milu Yadayim, which is the Begadim. Minayin l'rabois koyin acher amismane tamaloymar v'chiper akoyin. What happens, Rabbi say? What happens after you lose begodim? How do you know what? Another stage. How do you know if you're not even going to have a koyin gadol? How do you know if all you're going to have is what's called, listen to this phrase of the Torah's koyinim, koyin amismane. He's not a Kohen Gadol at all. He's not Aaron. He's not Shemana Mishcha. He's not Reba Begodim. He has nothing. Talmud Loimar V'chiper HaKohen. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, even such a situation where there's no Aaron HaKohen, where there's no Shemana Mishcha, where there's no Reba Begodim, you lost everything. We don't even have a Kohen Gadol. He's Tomei. What do you have? I have a pinch hitter. I have a bullpen guy. I have someone who I can't even call, says the Torah's Kohenim. I'm not even calling him a Kohen Gadol. You know what I'm calling him? Kohen Amismane. A new din. Ayin Shem Berash Mishans. Sheperish Kohen Amismane. Bezua Atkona Tie B'mako Meshicha Oribay B'godim. Shetzarech Lasseis B'Kohen Gadol Kohenim Yom HaKippurim. Says the Rash Mishans. Certain Yom Kippurs you had, a beautiful process. You want to be the Kohen Gadol? Great. Put on the Begadim for 7 days. Have the Shemana Mishcha for 7 days. Ideal. Zok the tyrant, Tyras Koyanim. How do you know that what? If everything starts falling apart, the whole Avoid is going south. How do you know that even without a Kohen Gadol, it stands on the level of the Kohen Gadol that sat there for 7 days with the oil, like Aaron HaKohen the first time? Talmud Loimer V'chiper HaKohen. A new din called Avoida with Kohen on his back. And it's not that you have a second Kohen Gadol, Zok the Rash. It can't be because the Rambam tells us, everybody say, I have it on the Marmon Kohen is. You cannot have two Kohen and Gadol. There's a new halacha, a new process. And he's not going to be a replacement. The chink, and that's also the Ravid's shot on the Teres Kohenim. It acts on the level of Mashiach and Ribu Begodim. A new drasha. That is the mahalach over here, Rabbi say. Zokta Shagas Aryeh. Perhaps one could suggest the Shagas Aryeh in the next source, that really the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hei is talking about for all other avoidus. Perhaps the Gemara in Yuma Daf Hei is talking about Kohen Gadol
for Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. How do you become a Kohen Gadol in the classic sense? Great. But then, says the Shagas Aryeh, the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis is talking about Le'inyan Yom HaKippurim. The only problem with the Shagas Aryeh is that Rashi says that the Gemara in Yom Daf Hei, which is talking about Riva Begodim, and is talking about Shemana Mishcha, is referring to the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. So there it's where the Shagas Aryeh admits that he doesn't fit with Rashi. But Rabbi Yisai, according to this Taras Kohenim, we can even suggest, even within Rashi, there's a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur on Daf Hei, which is in what? The ideal sense. When life is smooth, when everything's workable, when everything is expected and going to plan, and you have time, and you have focus, and you have the ability, the right people, the right individuals, the right man for the job, and you're great. Put on the red begodim, put on the oil, take your time, and everything's fine. But what happens, Rabbi Yisai, if the Kohen becomes Tameh? Or if the Kohen dies? What happens, what? If I didn't even have a second to prepare for this? I didn't have a second. I had no expectation. I can't believe how the world is collapsing. I can't believe the environment and the situation that I found myself. How do I know that Avodas Hashem still exists in such a situation? Perhaps even on Yom Kippur, there's an ideal Yom Kippur, like Rashi said on Daf Hei, and then there's a falling apart Yom Kippur. A Yom Kippur where I think my Avodah is garnished, where I can't even fit and try to imagine myself as a descendant of Aaron HaKohen, and I can't even see myself on that level. Or I can't even imagine Shemen HaMishkah preserved and not be contaminated from the world I live in. Or I can't even have the peace of mind to sit for 7 days and focus and wear begodim because I have no time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Hashem, you fell apart after the Tamid Shal Bashal Shachar. You don't have the ability to serve in the normal sense with the normal preparation. There's a new mahalich of the Avodah in a b'di'evid lifestyle that's called Kohen HaMishkaneh. And it reaches, like the Rash and the Ravid, that level of Aaron Kohen, of Shemen HaMishkah, of Riba Begodim. The Rabbeinu Shalom also took this into account, and he made Rabbi Yisai the title of this year, Plan B. It's time to activate Plan B. Stop being that person that says, because I'm not in an ideal situation, because I'm not in that door of Rabbi Kiva Eger, of the Shagas Aryeh, or of when they were riding on horses and buggies, and when the Chafetz Chaim would call everyone into the middle of the circle and the middle of the night, and he would call people up to the bima. So I can't be Eved Hashem with that same level of tara, with that same level of fervor. It's not true. Rabbi Yisai Zuck, the Rabbeinu Shalom, you could reach the highest level. You could be Mamish Ke'aron HaKohen. And that's what this sugya teaches us, Rabbi Yisai. And that's how the Rambam paskin both of them. It's not a stira. It's not a stira. It's a new mahalach. And there's no two Kohen Gadols. But you could be a Kohen Gadol. In your b'di'evin matzah. That's the Yisoid. That's the Yisoid of the Shagas Aryeh. And Zokter Erol Yashir, Rabbi Yisai. If you look clearly in Rashi, on Daf Yud Beis, he thinks that the whole entire Gemara was just for a hecker, was just recognition, but really the Gemara, all of the eitzes of the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis, was assuming, like this Torah's claim, that really the real reason that this guy can step up is because there's a new din called Kohen HaMishkaneh, and even without the consecration, it works. And you, all these eitzes that Rav Papa and Rav Adar Bar Ava and all these suggestions were all just to give a hecker, well, just to recognize. But fundamentally, if you would ask the Gemara, why does it work? The answer is this new drasha. It's called Kohen HaMishkaneh. Even without the Kohen Gadol, it still works. Meiridik. That's what Rashi held, Zakhtar Voyashiv. And that's what the Gemara held. And that's what the Rambam held. There's the ideal. And then there's the B'di'evit Shebidi'evit. There's where I can't even see a Kohen Gadol anywhere I look. And yet the Rabbeinu Shalom says, still do your avodah. Rabbi Yisai, what a chizak. What a mahalach the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us. On this Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai, that we were given the Luchos HaGris. And what happens, Rabbi Isai? Everyone thinks, oh, those Luchos, the Luchos Shmias, Shvach HaMaises. That's not the real Luchos. Halavai! Halavai! Right? All Jews respond, Halavai, we should have been at Maimed Torah of the first base, of the first Nesinas HaLuchos, on Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. But now what? Now we have Yom Kippur Dikaluchos. That's the Shvach HaLuchos. Zochti Ibn Ezra, he quotes from a Goyen Echod. So Lecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu and Kisisa to make the Luchos Abris, it says, Goyen Echod. Zochti Goyen, Omer HaGoyen Ki Ashniyem Nechpodem Me'arishon. There are Rishonim out there, Ibn Ezra disagrees. But he says the second Luchos are even greater than the first Luchos. What do you mean, Rabbi Yisai? It came after a Cheda Egel. It came after such a Nefila. It came after such a collapse of Klal Yisrael. Halavai, we should have never been into that matzav. You know what, Rabbi Yisai, when a person picks himself up, when a person does the Avodah and the Eved Nigam matzav, when a person is in a world of darkness and he still pushes himself, that could be Gdolim and Arishonim. That could be Gan Steyr Shrapeh. Gan Steyr Shrapeh. All these Svarim would have never existed in the Luchas Arishonis. Azoy Zot Tabez Alevi and Drashas Yilches. All of Shas, all of Chidushim, all of Pilpul, all the energy and the effort that I have to go in the morning Seder, to be Mechadish, to work hard in a Sugya, and it doesn't come easy to me, Rabbi Yisai. And I have to chazer, and I have to go every line again. And there are people out there that see every source in 20 minutes. They're so gifted, Rabbi Yisai. They are the ones who, the Rabbi Yisrael wants their Avodah. Meshugina! Then that's Kfir in the Luchos HaShnias. If you would open up the Oren, what are the Luchos HaShnias that lasted? What are the Luchos that lasted? The Luchos that came after the Shvira. Marv, Rabbi Yisai, what does it say on Moshe Rabbeinu's Gever? What's the last thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom says to the Moshe Rabbeinu? You should learn this Rashi again and again on Simchas Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Again and again. Say this to everyone you meet. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last accolade that they say about him. That what? He led Klal Yisrael, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. He led Le'enei Kol Yisrael. What does Rashi say on the last Rashi on the Torah, Rabbi Yisai? Half with a fella. Yashikoyach Sheshibarta es Haluchos. Oh my gosh, if I was Moshe Rabbeinu and that's what Rashi ended the Torah with, I'd be so embarrassed. I pushed caused Kriyas Yamsov. I carried out Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you have to tell me? That's what you have to say about it? That's what you're writing on my tombstone? Yashakayach Sheshibarta. The one Yashakayach that you know in the Torah, Rabbi Yisai, Gemara and Shabbos. It's when the Rabbeinu Shalom said Yashakayach the man. Because he did what? Because he broke the luchos that Hashem wrote on Moshe Rabbeinu's, on Hashem's tablets. That's a Yashikoyach. You know why? Because you introduced the Avodah of Luchos Shnias. Because you introduced to Klal Yisrael that you know what I want? I want an Avodah of Anshei Kodesh Tiyumi. Zochta Kotzker. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need more malachim. He needs mensch l'chelek. He needs anshei kodesh. Mensch l'chelek. Menschen that are chelek. He wants people that are in the mud, that are stuck, that are going to the Burger King right before Yom Kippur. And they have to say yes, because I'm going to walk out of that Burger King, and that's going to propel me to the kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Because that's the matzav that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me. My Rabbi Yeruchim says, I sent it to you, but we don't have time because it's already late. Rabbi Yeruchim says that people think, Mashiach's going to come from the door of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, from the door of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, from the door of Kiva Eger, the Nesivitz, from the door of the Ramban and the Rambam, from the door of Rabbi Akiva, from the door of Rabbi Hanina. Zokt Rabbi Yeruchim, it's not true. It's from the door of Choshech, from the door that you're in. From times that were things were so gishmak, things were so shemen amishchadik, things were so riba begodim, calm. Aval yes ken lo yiyah Mashiach yiyah me anshe ador shebo yoboy.
Mashiach will be from the door that he will come. You'll see. Mashiach yagodo ador shoyseyazman. The Rabbeinu Shlom wants the avoida, wants the gadlos from that matzav, from that door, from that generation. He's not going to come back. Mashiach's not going to be tchias amesim from another door. Rabbi Isai, kedai to take a look. Rabbi said, this changed my life, this Rabbi Yerucham. Kol gadol nechshav tamid rak lefi azman sheboy nimtzo. One who takes the challenges of his generation, of his matziv, and his misgaber, that's a gadol. That's what makes you a gadol. Hagadol hazeh, hine mechanim oso b'shem miyuchod, b'shem gadol loy lefi ador, gadol nimda rak lefi ador. Hine ki ha-Mashiach hi ha-gadol shel hador hachi choshech. Mashiach, how can Mashiach come, Rabbi? So we would ask, how can Mashiach come in our door? You know what I saw this guy was involved with? You know what the hack is? You know what the papers are talking about, the Jewish nation? Mashiach yovo rak me'ador achi choshech, ukegadol shel oisa ador achoshech. Rabbi, I sent to you the Tver Shloimeh in Parshas Ekev. Ikvis the Mashiach, people think that in this time of you read the Sadoris, what is our avoda worth? What is HaKadosh Baruch? It's like HaKadosh Baruch is looking away from us. He has Rabbi Kiva Eger to handle with. He has the Shagas Aryeh to handle with. He's sitting next to the Rashash. He's sitting next to Chazon Ish. And he's interested in my avoido. Zok the Tver Shloimeh and Parshas Ekev. Yes. More than he's interested in their avoido. Rabbi Isai, if I didn't have this in print, I wouldn't be able to say this. I'm skipping in the Rabbi Yerucham. It's kedai to see this paragraph. Dibra Maschel Kayoy. This darkness of generations where we couldn't even imagine how dark it could get. Even though we are not gedolim, we are tzadikim gemurim. Admor hasaba mikelim haya magid. The saba mikelim would say, ki bekodshim lefi hadin em psul kim b'machsheva psulo, aval lefi machshava klal em psul. In nomer shesof kosof hider mitzvah inkan. Listen to this. Ben yeshiva kayoim, you guys, ben yeshiva today, hamis yageya, that puts in the effort. Bluestein, listen to this. I'm telling you, you're going to want to hear this. Ben yeshiva hamis yageya that toils, heitiv al toirosen shel gedolim, who's sitting there harving on a Shagas Aryeh, trying to figure out a Rambam, asher midora shelifnim. Vilefneifnim that are from thousands of years ago, imkol yigiyoso vaadayin enoy oimar advarov. And Rabbi, I have no idea what you're talking about. I still don't understand the Gemara. I still don't understand the Rashi and the Taisus and the Rashba and the Ritva. I'm clueless. I'm being misyageya. I'm schwitzing, but I don't get it, Rabbi Isai. Avol soif kol soif. Listen to what Rabbi Ruchmi Mir said. The Meshkiach of Mir. Okay? You want to know if this is accepted? This is accepted, Rabbi Isai. V'hanu yoyser godo min oyser agoto latmo. So if there be Rukum, you're greater than the Rishon. You're greater than the Rambam. I didn't say it. Don't pin it on me. Don't post this on any social media, please. I didn't say it. Rabbi Rukum said it. So if there be Rukum, I'm scared. I have no doubt about this, about the truth, but I can't talk about it. You know why? Oh, now guys are going to listen. It's under the DL. It's top secret. Why? You know what's going to happen? All of my Talmidim, all the guys that are struggling are going to become Balei Gaiva. So let's not talk about this a lot. But that doesn't mean that it's not true. Ulam halovade kein hu adover. It's really emes lahamita. B'choyshech neira kazeh, Rabbi Yisai. In a world where everything is so dark. Ikvus de Mashiach. What's the akev, Rabbi Yisai? Akev is the numb. Akev is the heel. It's where the least sensitivity of the body. It's mamish, Rabbi Shalom. We couldn't even imagine a generation like this. And we're still trying to do the avodah. We're still trying to find the Kohen Gadol. But he became Tomei after the Tomei Chil Shachar. What do we do with Rabbi Shalom? Bring in the Torah's Kohenim.
The Chiper boy! Even if you don't have a Kohen Gadol, even if you only have a Kohen HaMisnane, and we can't look around, we have nothing. We have an Avoida. We're trying. We're putting in the effort. Talk to Rabbi Nishon. Ahsan Nachas Ruach. That's on the level of Aaron HaKohen. That's on the level of the Shemana Mishka. That's on the level of Reba Begaldim. Whatever, Rabbi Yisai, do we realize what the Sugi is telling us? Do we realize what Rabbi Ruchim is telling us? What the Tver Shlem is telling us? What Shar Tzadikim are telling us? People don't realize what a Shachris, what a Mincha, what a stopping of Lashon Hara in a time of WhatsApp, in a time of forwarding everything, in a time of degrading people. What a Ravida is, a person can make a bracha in the middle of Shmutz. Marab Rabbi said, this is Avoida Sayoim. We don't choreograph our lives. We don't decide what door we're in. But Zok the Rabbi Nishlom, Zok the Avoida on this day. Don't you dare come to the conclusion that you're not Choshev. And that you're not as Choshev as Aaron HaKohen in the beginning of the Shiva Simei HaBilulim. This is so sacred, Rabbi Sai. It's the greatest chizit that we can get. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives us on an avoida that goes south. So if you ever think to yourself, like the Yetzer Hara tells us, it's farfallen. It's already b'di'evet. I'm in the middle of schmutz. Look where I'm sitting. I'm in the middle of a tumult. I'm in the middle of princes. I'm in the middle of people that were, the hashkafas are so south. I'm going to make a bracha. I'm going to be Kaveya Seder. I'm going to steig. I'm a balabos. I'm a pusher yid. I'm a head yid. Sok the Rabbeinu Shalom. No, that's against the Tayas Kayanim. Then you're going to be left with a steer on the Gemara Daf Yudbeis and Dachay. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, your Torah on that hard day, on that struggle, is ideal. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, one of my favorite Kotzkervorts, Kotzker Rebbe said in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Jeremy, the whole recording went south. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Al toymer kishe efne eshna, shem aloyti bo. So we usually understand the Mishnah is saying, don't push off learning, because you might not have the opportunity to learn. Shem aloyti bo. Kotzker says it's not what the Mishnah is saying. Listen to this Meridika Kotzker. He's not saying what's going to happen in the future. He's not putting daigas in your mind. He's saying, Zok Kotzker, Al Toymer Kshef Nashe, don't say I'm going to learn when my head is cleared or when I have the patience or when I have the ability. You know why? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom gets more Nachas Ruach from the learning in the Shmutz. From the Shema Lo Tipana Dika learning. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave you the Chi of right now in this Matzav. This is the situation he put you in, and that's the Talmud Torah that he needs. Someone came to the Rebbe Rabunim and he said, Rebbe Rabunim, I'm working, I'm trying to make a Parnosa. I can't anymore. I'm willing to forego some of my salary because I just want to sit and learn patiently. You know what the Rebbe Rabunim said? This Kotzker. But that's not the Talmud Torah that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He wants the Shema Loiti Ponet Diketalmud Torah. So stay in your matzav and be Kaveya Itim and make even a greater Kiddush Hashem that's greater than the Doros HaKoyim. Because you're in a generation that you can illuminate the world. A little candle in a dark, dark world, Rabbi Yisai, illuminates the world. Thus, the Avodah Rabbi Yisai. We are in the greatest door to ever, ever be created. We have the greatest tafkid to now carry out, Rabbi Yisai. We are in the ikvus of the Mashiach. And the more schmutz there is, the greater a machayev that I have. Don't krechts. Don't complain. Push harder. Because you are the door of the Mashiach. You are the door that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to say, even a mashu of avoida, even an hour of an avoida, even a minute of an avoida, is so much more powerful and doesn't even compare to what hours and hours of the Gedolim prior to us. This is learned out from the Avoida on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai. This is learned out from this new status of a Kohen HaMisnane. You could be the Kohen Gadol. There's no time. There's no patience. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Yisai, I end with the following. There was a story, I'm sure you've heard it.
I've said it in the past, that the brothers, two brothers, the Noam Elimelech and Reb Zusha, were going to Golos. And they were traveling, Rabbi Isai, and they got taken by bandits. And they were put into a pit with a bunch of thugs, with a bunch of derelicts, with a bunch of people who were full of schmutz. But not only were they next to people that were so not ro'i for them to be near them, but they were also, Rabbi Isai, stuck in a pit. And in the middle of the pit, Rabbi Isai, in the center of the pit, it was a pot where everyone would take care of their bodily functions. And after they went to sleep, the Noam Elimelech woke up to Reb Zusha, his brother, crying and sobbing. And he turns to his brother and he says, "Why are you crying? Why are you sobbing?" And he says to my brother, because he knew he wasn't just crying because he was trapped, because the Rebbe Reb Zusha obviously was mekabel whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom decrees, whatever the matzav is. But he turned to his brother and he said, "Reb Elimelech, I'm crying because I can't praise and mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shalom in this matzav where in my Dalet Amis I have refuse that's sitting in the center of the room. And therefore I cry that I'm such a matzav where I can't be mishabeach, where I can't be maida, where I can't bring a kiddush Hashem into the world." And the Noam Elimelech turned to the Rebbe Reb Zusha and he said, "The same Rebbeinu Shel Olam that asked you every day to be Meshabeach and to be Maida to him is the same Baal HaShulchan Aruch that tells you to shut your mouth and not to be Meshabeach and Maida when there's refuse, when there's excrements around. And the same Kiddush Hashem that you create on a daily basis with your Shir and Mishpachas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is happening right now in this pit where there's no Shir and Mishpachas. Ha-peshe osar, hu ha-peshe hitir. The same Rebbeinu Shel Olam that gives us an Aron HaKohen, that gives us a Shemen HaMishcha, that gives us the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is the same Rebbeinu Shel Olam that's sitting with us in the Golos with all the Matzovim and all the Shmutz and all the difficulties and challenges that we have. But if he realizes that when he follows Shulchan Aruch and when he tries to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, in a matzav where there's some refuse around and some darkness around, he's bringing Kvod Shamayim and Nachas Ruach to the Eibishter on the same level that Aron HaKohen and that Reb Zusha was doing when he was singing the Shirim Mishpachos. So Rabbi Isai, as we go into this Yom Kippur, let's remember who we are, what we are, and when we are. And instead of saying that when we are, that means that we're nothing. And how are we going to bring the Mashiach, Rabbi Isai? Let's remember that it's only us that's going to bring the Mashiach. The Koyin HaMismana, the pinch hitter, the backup pitcher, the bullpen. That's the guy who's going to step it up. The guy who's never pitched before. The guy who has no experience. The guy who's never touched a baseball in his life. He's going to be the one that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He created you. He created all these challenges. And he wants your avodah amongst those challenges. So stop trying to be the creator of the world. Stop trying to be the Borei Olam and saying, "But I don't have this matzav. But I'm not here. But I'm not there. But I don't have this cup. But I don't have this IQ. But I don't have this family situation. But I don't have this community." The Rabbeinu Shalom knows. He knows very well. And he's asking you, please step up. Please build a relationship with me. Please be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Please be that Koyin HaMismane, even though he's not a Koyin Gadol. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, Mashiach will come with this Avodah and with this Mahalach. Shkoyach, everyone.